everybody, and welcome to this week's NPL show. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to be joined by Graham Fenton, joint manager at South Shields. We've also got Nick Gray coming on, the manager at Morpeth. We've also got Dave Cook, manager at Nantwich Town. And we've got Steve Kittrick, the manager of Matlock Town. And later in the show, we've got a full fixture preview with the North East Non-League Football Show's very own Mr. Mark Carruthers. Yes, everyone, he's back. And so's the fixture preview. Can't wait. But before all of that, it's to the results from Saturday afternoon. And for more on those results and for some reaction, on Tuesday night, I went down to Broadhurst Park, the home of FC United, where I caught up with some broadcasters from the world of non-league football.
Yes, thank you, Ben, and welcome to Broadhurst Park on a Tuesday. Don't worry, lads, it'll all make sense in the edit.
Just let you know, Ben, before you go any further, that coffee, with one more movement, will be all over the new laptop, so move it away.
Welcome everyone to Broadhurst Park on a Tuesday night. We're here pre-recorded live before the FC United Hyde United match, and I'm joined by two legends of non-league broadcasting. Mr. Ian Burke is here from 26NIL.
Hi, Ben.
And Swamp is here from FC Radio.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
So we've got you here to review Saturday's results, and it's funny you two being here because I don't think the season started off all too brightly for you two. I mean, Burke, you first. You saw Basford in close quarters. How was it?
I certainly did. Actually, Basford came away with a 3-2 win from... Shut up, Swampy. Basford came away with a 3-2 win from Ewan Fields on Saturday. But this is the thing, I weren't all that impressed by them. They went through the motions, and all their goals, they essentially came through mistakes at the back for the Tigers. So they started last season pretty slowly too. They lost their opening two games. They lost again last night, didn't they, they won on Saturday, lost last night against, was it Matlock? The thing you've got to remember is, Ben, last season, Basford started off slowly. They lost the first two games against Hyde and Hensford.
I know, that was the thing though, wasn't it? It was against Hyde.
Exactly, yeah. Well, all right,
so have you noticed any difference?
I just weren't that impressed by him at all. That said, you look at Hyde, they've got a new goalkeeper in already, which... is a real shame for James Hodges. Young goalie, come through the academy. He was at Tadcaster last season for a few games to get a bit of experience. And I do think it's a real shame that he's not been given a chance to sort of right his wrong. He dropped a clanger for the first goal. But he was sounding very positive after the game. I had a word in the bar afterwards, and he was looking forward to tonight. And I feel for him a bit.
But that's Hyde United start, FC United against Grantham. Interesting though, I mean, we said Grantham's pitch in the FC Radio build-up was going to be an issue, and it was, and a lot of teams are going to struggle, I think, at the South Castiva Stadium this season.
I think from a footballing perspective, Grantham have a style of play, they've got certain types of players, they've got three ex-league football players in that team as well, so they can play some good football. But they're limited themselves as a football club. It's not photo there. The pitch itself is actually council-owned, so therefore they don't get to cut
it or
whatever.
But they play it well, though, don't they?
Well, they play it well because they're very used to it. And I think, the result on Saturday, I mean, for 60 minutes, FC United were not necessarily coasting, but play some very, very good football on a very, very difficult surface. But then just lost their way a little bit. And if you lose your way against a team like that plays specific style of football, then you're going to be in trouble, and FC United ultimately were. With 20 minutes to go, you know, there's a couple of warning signs from the home team, and a penalty, which I think on the surface of it probably was a penalty, although the referee should have perhaps given FC maybe a penalty in the first half, and then a deflected goal. And you know, rather going into tonight's action with 3 points, we're going in with no points, the same as Hyde. But the thing is, I think most clubs are going to struggle down at Grantham, A, because of the journey time, and secondly because of the state, the way the pitch is, but also then you've got the weather factor, you've also got the running track around it, and the unique style of the ball crew. So it's going to be tough. I think they've got a little bit of quality. They've certainly brought in, you know, the likes of, with the amount of experience that Danny Rackie's got. If he stays there all season, he's going to be instrumental for them. Westcar and also a few others that are big, strong lads. They've got a little bit of pace as well when they need to.
Hang on, Swamp, are you just copying what I said on the monthly show there? Except
that's funny, I never listened to it.
As well, there's now a fourth wheel to this broadcast here on a Tuesday night.
A fourth wheel.
James Hayes joins us in his league tie. Where are you going tonight? Are you going to some league meeting? What are you dressed like for?
I'm on official duty tonight, technically.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, you're on official duty technically? I mean, what are you? I mean, technically you are or you are.
So obviously he's to help train you for one of the systems that is applied in the league. But I'm trying to find your secretary at the moment.
So you're here on a training mission.
Are you going to sit us down in a classroom and go for a PowerPoint presentation? Please say yes.
I might have to at the moment.
just before you go to do your PowerPoint presentation, James, you
I think
saw
it should go before I said anything.
You were beaten as well on Saturday against South Shields in a lively game. How many yellow cards are we talking here? And what happened?
You had the two sendings off. Obviously, ended up 1-0 to South Shields. Jason Kilchrist got sent off in the 38th minute with a, well, quite rightly so, honestly, with a stamp against Rick Smith. And then Harry Winter sent off late in the second half, the second yellow card in a last man tackle. A lively game, and I think just looking at the highlights from that match as well, South Shields show that they are worthy contenders, but a very, very defensive Ratcliffe side, and I think that's a lot of people have been looking at that.
Obviously, I couldn't tell if it was banter or not, turbocharged banter last week, but Ratcliffe were predicted to be struggling from one member of this team as well.
Who was that?
Worried? Oh, I mean, 1-0 no, against South Shields at home is pretty...
I mean, I think everyone was expecting South Shields to beat Ratcliffe anyway, just on form, not even on form, just on the standards there, but the 10-0 I predicted one way didn't actually come true. But
it was 1-0, wasn't
hold
it?
Hold on, so are you starting to...
Anyway,
Ben, are you starting to predict worriedness of the first game of the season? Are you worried?
Right, the listeners been here before. They know that we know it's not 10 games played. We know that we're stabbing in the dark here, but we're just...
Just draw out this...
Create content on a weekly basis.
Imperfect information.
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of information, I mean, I was expecting South Shields, Warrington... to be up at the top
after one game
but after one game Morpeth are top and Morpeth are there after beating Warrington at Cantilever Park.
Technically Matt Locker top, because you know,
yeah, I'm talking about Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, yeah. Well, I tell you what an absolutely phenomenal performance that was. We were expecting them to do well this season. As we said on the show last week, most of us predicted them to be challenging for the playoffs at the very least. To Cantilever Park and turning them over. I mean, 3-1. Not many teams scored more than one goal against Warrington last season. Certainly not at home. And to put three past them, I think it's a real statement of intent there from Morpeth that they're going to be a really, really difficult side to beat this season.
Well, they've also brought in, you know, quality players and quality attacking players as well. And an all-round team that are going to want to do the same as what many other North teams have done over the last three or four or five seasons now. And I predicted Morpeth will be up there within the top five this season. And they've got a budget, which is always very, very handy and helpful. But they've also spent wisely and got some good quality in there as well. And, you know, they are going to be a force to reckon with. And it was a fantastic result, being Warrington, obviously, you know, playoff champions last season. And if it wasn't for the art of the law that came in last season, they'd now be playing in the National League North. But they are where they are. And that's going to be a hard time to rebuild. And they're going to get to the mentality right again to go again this season. But again, you say, it was a surprise, the scoreline. So we'll have to look to see how the rest of the games pan out tonight and on Saturday to see if it was just, bit of a fluke.
Well, Lancaster City at 5 o'clock on Saturday found themselves fourth in the league following a 2-1 win over Stafford Rangers.
They got to a great start in the game.
I think you said they were, you know, a mid-table... isn't out the question for Matt.
I think they're going to be a decent mid-table side this year. Yeah, I'm sticking by it. I mean, you're not going to change your opinion based on the opening day. You can't do. But
let's do it.
Oh well, Swampy can do that. I'm going to stick to what I believe in from the start. I'm not going to change my mind all season. If the bottom in March, I'm still going to say they're going to finish at mid-table. No problem. Anyway, they got to a great start on Saturday. Two quick fire goals in the first half, and yeah, they fought hard and came away with 3 points. Really good win.
What a result for Nantwich Town on Saturday, beating Gainsborough Trinity. I know we can't take anything from that result in isolation, but That's a pretty good result there from Nantwich. It kind of puts to bed that suggestion that maybe Nantwich were just a one-season wonder last year in the playoffs.
I mean, look at them at the same time, they've got the same sort of entity as well. So watching the highlights of the match, they looked organised, they looked well played, a lot of scoring, but it looks like they got that confidence same way. Nothing against games with Trinity, because they had that same sort of squander. Galvin Albert looks right at home with them at this moment in time. But it's just, for both sides there, you kind of expected it to be a close encounter, and it really was. Just that they can both do it later on in the season is the main thing.
Who was that then?
What?
Who was doing close encounters? Was that you?
That was me.
Okay. Just to say, we touched upon the Monday night result for Matlock Town, but Matlock, it's a good start for Steve Kitchick's side.
Yeah, I mean, they've not been
bombing
the goals in, have they? But
dare I say it, is Swampy correct in when he's predicting Matlock to finish in the playoffs?
Well, I'm going to stick to my original assessment.
What was that? Was it relegation?
No. I think they're going to be an upper mid-table team. They're going to be big and ugly, and they'll be difficult to beat. And so far, so good. 2-1-0 wins.
I just think if Steve gets the bit between his teeth this season, gets some motor in, that's a hard place to go to. It's quite a decent surface there, or it can be. But when the weather's bad, it can be a really bad surface. And he knows how to play. He knows how to play football. He also knows how to mix it up, and he's bringing the right kind of blend of players in. And he's got a point to prove, because he's been, with no disrespect to Matlock, but he's been at a really big club previously, an ex-league club.
Oh, did you hear the disrespect then?
So did Matlock Town fans.
And they won't be too disappointed when I said I predict them being in the top five, because I think he has an opportunity this season, and if he gets it right, they will be a real force. And two victories, two of the bounce, 1-0s. Hey, let's just win your games, home and away. Happy days.
Perfect start.
There was not much separating Scarborough and Buxton at the weekend, a 1-0 draw between those two. And another draw, and I'll come to you for this, should we go to Gibbo?
Hello. Gibbo here.
Aston United 2, Atherton Coles 2.
Absolutely phenomenal. Not to be
patting Atherton Coles on their head or anything like that. I genuinely mean this. That's one of the results of the first weekend, isn't it?
No question about it. There aren't going to be many teams that go to Hurst Cross this season and A, score, and B, manage to beat Aston United. They're going to be a very, very difficult team. But Atherton Coles, as we said on the show, on the monthly show, they've got that team spirit, they've got the flair going forward. They're going to concede a lot of goals, I think, but they're going to score as many. Just think Newcastle United under Kevin Keegan. They'll be going forward, they'll be attacking teams from the off, and they'll be attacking them right at the end as well.
What is interesting, though, with the Ashton side of the game, and the 2-2 draw, obviously they brought in some top-quality strikers, some good-quality players, but Sam Sheridan scores both, from a midfield. So in that respect, it was interesting. But I think Atherton, they're going to love this season, they're going to work hard, they're going to make it. I don't think it'd be a surprise if they do pretty decent, because they play, as you say, good attacking football, they like to get on the deck, and going there, for a lot of clubs, they'll be taking clubs.
Well, they'll be taking crampons getting up the top of the pitch.
So I mean, it's going to be very interesting, because a lot of clubs won't have even experienced something like that, and we know how great going to Atherton is.
Yeah.
And it's a good result, and as I say, Ashton, tipped as one of the top teams this season to go up. We know the money's been invested in the squad, and it's going to be, because the thing, there is an
pressure's on, isn't
there? Well, there's always an extra pressure.
If
clubs that have money and invest, and everyone knows they invest,
they can't all win.
It's going to be difficult. I think it's more difficult for the likes of Ashton than it is for the likes of Shaw Shields, because they've got a long-term plan. They're nearly full-time now. They've got the academy and everything like that. So for them, it can take maybe 5 to 8 years. The likes of Ashton this season is, let's get back into the division above. And if it doesn't go for them, it depends. Then it'll be interesting to see what happens next season.
Whitby, the other draw was Whitby Town 1, Witton Albion 1, which
surprised nobody.
Well, I mean, I think we all said a draw, didn't we? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And the other result of the weekend was Michelowa Sports 1, Stalybridge Celtic 0. A 3-minute penalty. I mean, you said about the age of Michelowa's squad, but
they sorted out that game brilliantly.
That's what experience gets you, I suppose.
Yeah, of course it does. And they've got that game management know-how about them. It's just that they're going to take the lead often enough to defend it throughout the 90 or 87 minutes. in this case. I'm not convinced they're going to, but I think they had a perfect opening day fixture at home against Staley Bridge, who were a team in transition at the moment.
That is a very good point. Yeah, I mean, Steve O'Hanlon has just become the team captain there now, and quite a lot of players have left, new players come in, and they are in transition, aren't they? On the pitch and off the pitch, it seems, as well. So, you know, they're a team that people at this moment in time might want to play in the first, you know, if they had the opportunity to play a team like that, because, you know, they're a team in transition.
And no disrespect to you three, but you've raised more questions than answers in this opening gambit of the season.
That second game, the first game of the season.
I know, I was expecting clarity, but it's obviously
a long way to go.
There is a long way to go. Obviously, Tuesday night, and we'll have some post-match reactions from some of the victors tonight. And we've got Mark Carruthers joining us later for a fixture preview for this weekend. But good opening Saturday, regardless of the result for your three sides. Happy, generally?
I'll take it.
Thanks, James.
Well, I'd rather got some points on the board, seeing how not great Bayford were. On another day, we'd have won that.
Thanks, Burke.
And I think FC United and Manchester will feel very aggrieved that they never went out with any points. I've just seen the goalkeeper from Hyde just kick the ball into the stand, and it's actually stuck in a stanchion at the very top. That's the ball that's FC United will be keeping. Thank you very much.
And on that note, that's the end of our bit of the show here at Broadhurst Park. Big thank you to James. Big thank you to Burke. Big thank you to Swampy. It's now time for the magic of radio to go back to the studio.
MPL presenter Ben there speaking live from Broadhurst Park on Tuesday night, and a big thank you as well to his guests, Burke from 26-0, Swampy from SC Radio, and League Social Media Officer James Hayes, all joining me there on Tuesday night. For a full-time score now from Tuesday, FC United and Manchester 1, Hyde United 2. A thrilling game at Broadhurst Park, but Hyde United getting their first win of the season. FC United rooted to the bottom of the table following their first two games. Up towards the top end though, and we're going to be hearing from the four sides who've got 100% records from their first two games. We've got Graham Fenter coming on from South Shields, Morpeth Town's Nick Gray, we've got Nantwich Town's Dave Cook, and Steve Kitrick from Matlock Town. And later in the show, we're also going to be hearing a fixture preview for this weekend's big matches in the MPL, as well as a bit about the FA Cup, as we'll be joined by non-league football show presenter Mark Carruthers. He's back, everyone. Yes. But let's talk about the teams up at the top end. South Shields 3, Ashton United 0, the full-time score on Tuesday night. A great result that for South Shields. Sees them top on goal difference after two games. And on Thursday lunchtime, I caught up with one of the joint managers. Here's Graham Fenton.
Yeah, it's been really good, really positive. We had a very indifferent pre-season, so it's one of them where we're kind of fingers crossed they got off to a good start, and we've managed to do that. So, all positive, good. Two clean sheets to start off with is good, and obviously scored four goals along the way as well.
Now, obviously, we've not spoke since the playoffs last year, and I've supported teams who've not done well in playoffs, and it's one of them things, you can't win them all. But how has the bouncing back been over pre-season?
We've obviously done a little bit of chopping and changing with players. We already knew going into the playoffs that we're in a good place. We obviously had a slow start to last season, and then the second two thirds of the season were very, very positive. We picked up a lot of points, so we knew we didn't have to do too much in the transfer market. But we feel like we're in a stronger position than last year. We're looking forward to the season, and I think there's no hang-ups about the playoffs. You know, Warrington well and truly deserve to win in that game. We've got no qualms about that. We know we need to do better this season to make sure we get promoted.
I mean, last season was crackers, really, because you could have had three or four worthy champions going up automatically, in all fairness. And it's got slightly worse for managers this season as well, because it really has gone up a notch or two, the competition this year. I mean, I've said you could make a case for 15 teams making the playoffs this year. I mean, you really have to bounce into this season to stay ahead of everyone.
No, absolutely. Look, we know that it's going to be much like last season, where any team on the day can beat any team. So you have to be on your toes every single week. You don't take anything for granted. You can't look at a league table, possibly like we did last season early doors when we played against Ferriby and went to their place and got turned over 3-0. We're another a year on experience-wise at this level, and we know we've got to treat each game seriously. So the first two games have proved that, you know. First game, very tough against Radcliffe away from home. Obviously, getting a man sent off after 25 minutes, half an hour doesn't help. But we were over the moon with how the lads performed there. And then, although the scoreline seems very one-sided at 3-0 against Ashton, the game certainly wasn't that way. We were really impressed with Ashton and see them doing particularly well this year.
I was going to ask you about the individual games, because on paper anyway, and following the games, obviously the Ashton United result on paper looks emphatic, and the Radcliffe match looked like a bit of a battle really, and a gutsy performance to get the 3 points. So you must be pleased with that opening couple of games.
Yeah, I think last year we've learned from that early start away from home. We've kind of adopted a slightly different mentality to away games than we do at home. We do set up a lot more compact. So, yeah, it's just more like a battle in a way performance, and we'll have to do that a lot of times this season. I think it's fair to say whenever we come to Mariners Park, we play our brand of football. We're expansive. We try and open teams up by keeping the ball on the floor and moving the ball quickly. And that's why the game on Tuesday was particularly pleasing. If you were a neutral watching that game, I think you probably would have stuck the two teams maybe a level or two higher because the quality was that high. And I think, obviously, we rode our luck. Ashton hit the post a couple of times. But to the same degree, we also carved them open on maybe 5-6 occasions and maybe could have scored a couple more, you know.
And when it comes to the club more generally, obviously, you and Lee have been there ages now, and obviously year on year there's been progression. Obviously last year was a promotion, but it felt like it was certainly the best season the club has had to date in the level it was at. Lots of work going on off the pitch as well to grow the club further with community work and stuff. That must be pleasing to be on top of that and seeing all these academy players coming through as well.
It's just a fantastic place to be, you know. Obviously Jeff, the owner, and Keith, the MD, are working really hard behind the scenes to make sure all facets of the club are working, functioning well. So the community stuff's working really well with Steve Khan behind that. The academy's working well with John Shaw, our captain. He's moved into a role at the academy alongside Wes Brown and Jamie Williams. And we're seeing really good potential in a lot of young players coming through. So over the past three and a half years, we've endeavoured to give those academy lads plenty of opportunities with the first team, and they've generally took their opportunities.
Yeah, and as we saw last year, they're going to be needed as well, because there's a lot of games, isn't there? And obviously two games this weekend, and it's weird the fixture computer MPL Towers at times, I have to say, because they've just given you the old ding-dongs from Division 1 North days. You've got Hyde United and Scarborough.
Yeah. Obviously, like we know a lot about the opposition, and they know a lot about us as well. So we always have tough games against both of those teams. Look forward to them because they are competitive. They do test you, so that's why we look forward to them. But the league's chosen some funny fixtures this year. You know, we have to travel on Tuesday nights a couple of occasions, quite a distance, but. I guess that's just the luck of the draw, isn't it?
And looking forward to the new season?
Yeah, I mean, we have been for... obviously, with our league starting 2 weeks behind most other non-leagues, it's frustrating. You know, everyone's up and running and have maybe four games under the belts by the time we get started. So, obviously, we're delighted with the start. What we said to the boys, though, and they're fully aware of this, is that we know we've got to make improvements. So we're not going winning two games of football thinking we've cracked it. We've won two games of football knowing that we can get much, much better than we are at this moment in time. So signs are good.
Graham Fenton there, joint manager at South Shields, speaking to me on Thursday lunchtime. Also with two wins from two in their opening week of the season, it's Morpeth Town, another team from the North East. They defeated Lancaster City on Tuesday night by 3-2. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Morpeth Town for his reaction to a great start to life at Step 3. Here's Nick Gray.
It's obviously a good start with the points. It's their scenario. We're really pleased. You know, the first game won, it was a tough game. Credit the lads, we dug in and it wasn't pretty at times, and we scored the goals at the right time and against a good side who, you can see why they came so close last year. So we were really pleased with the result and the performance. So we're just a bit like more resilient, the performance. And then going into our first home game on Tuesday against Lancaster, who they came out the traps well and were the better side for the first half hour. We came in at at level at half time, we were pleased that we took that definitely from the first half performance. And then the second half, I thought we were a far better team. We moved the ball better. We had a couple of chances to go 2-1 up, and then obviously our goalkeeper has made a mistake, but giving enough away from Dan, who's beating himself about because he saves us 15 points a season, Dan Lawson. So it's just one of them things. And, you know, we got two late goals because it just showed that we kept on going, and credit the lads going to the end, you know, and spoke to the manager after. It was obviously disappointing, but on reflection, I thought that, you know, the second half performance, we were definitely good for a point, and fortunately we got the win in the end, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Lancaster obviously started the season very well with the win over Stafford on Saturday. And Matt Fells, he's created a team there which are going to prove very difficult for a lot of sides this season. So you must be pleased with the way your boys came back the way they did on Tuesday.
Definitely. I mean, the way they play, they work hard for each other. They play a certain way, and they were decent, and they were just not harder than what Warren were on Tuesday, what Warren were on the Saturday. And we just, you know, they they were disappointed because they conceded two late goals. But I thought the second half performance, as says, we did really well against a good side. And there isn't going to be any easy games this year. You know, we've only played two, and we know that it wasn't easy last year, even though the league sometimes thinks that it was. It certainly wasn't. And all the illusions like this year is going to be doubly hard.
I mean, I was going to ask you about your expectations for this season, obviously, but you must be pleased with that. You know, you're new to this division, played 2, won 2, and you know, you've beaten in Lancaster, a tough side, and Warrington, a side who, let's be honest, if it wasn't for the system last year, would have been in the National League North. So you must be delighted with that start. That's all we can say, really.
We've played 2 games, we've got 6 points, which is great. We'll set ourselves targets. Can we get the first point of the season? We got that, and the first win of the season on Saturday. And then our home form, I think, is going to be really key this year. So can we get a good start? We've got the first home win of the season. We ain't got the first clean sheet yet, so that's the next target. I think the first month of the season, it's, you know, a lot of teams have all got the same aspirations of wanting to do well, wanting to get in the playoffs, wanting to, you know, move on and push up the leagues. And we're no different than that. And in the first month, I think, you know, with pre-season being part, but a lot of teams at this level are part-time, you just need to get results over the lines. And, you know, with people being on holiday, people not getting full 90 minutes because you want to give everyone minutes in pre-season and trying different formations and trying different personnel, pre-season's difficult time, and you just want to, like I say, the first month of the season, you just want to grind out results. You just want to, you're not going to play your perfect football. You're not going to play probably your best team, your strongest team, because you don't know what it is. You just want to try and get the 3 points any way you get them. And fortunately, in the first 2 games, we're getting them. But, you know, there's still 40 tough games to come. So yes, it's a good start, but we're certainly, you know, we're not going to take any highs or high. And in the lows, we're not going to get lows. We had a solution last year when we did have a disappointing result. You know, we wanted to bounce back quickly, and fortunately we did, and that would be the same target in what we want to do this season.
I remember speaking to you when you first joined Step 4, and I remember, you know, the main talking point with regards to Morpeth and Mask was about the travelling side of things. Mm-hmm. It's a very different interview this time round with yourself, because obviously you put that to one side, and now it's a case of onwards and upwards. So based on what you've said there about it being, you know, a long season and all that, what do you think Morpeth are capable of this season? What's your in your head, your target, if I can ask you that question?
Well, I'm the type of person who, I don't like the word consolidation. I think that's just a cop-out, really. I think it's, you know, it's an easy thing to say, well, we just want to stay where we are and take the time to settle in. And anything you do in life, you know, I'm a great believer. You always want to push yourself to the limit. And if you give your best, that's all you can do. And at the end of the season or anything you do in life, you know, if you've done your best, there's nothing more you can ask for. And you're good yourself. And that's what we're going to do this year. We're going to, you know, we are probably one of 22 teams at the start of the season who want to get promoted and get in the playoffs, and we're no different than that. Is it realistic? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think, you know, we were on the back of a good season last year, so we've got a mentality of a winning mentality where, you know, we are more structured and more resilient from what we were in the Northern League. I think we've come on a lot since the Northern League, if I'm being honest. I think we're tougher to beat, we're more organised. But every game gives you different challenges, and we're not going to see where we're going to finish. What we said to the lads is just be honest with yourself. Come to train twice a week, give it all in training, give it all on a Saturday. And I know there's going to be games that we don't perform because that's just human nature. But if we give it all in training and on games on Saturdays, then there'll be no complaints from me for the lads at the end of the season. And we'll see where we are and learn from our mistakes, because I think they're important, and learn from the times when you've done well, and that all comes together. And as I say, we're no different from everyone in the league who wants to get promoted. And, you know, nothing gets won or lost before Christmas. So we just want, like to be in the, you know, we've set targets. We want to do well. And we'll see where we are at Christmas. And then our targets might change. You know, you look at your personnel, that gives everyone a chance in your personnel. And we are happy with the squad, but we're always looking to improve. If players aren't getting games or minutes, they might want to step out. We might have to look to go elsewhere. But, you know, it's just another challenge, and it's another exciting season where we're going into the unknown, but we're going into the unknown with no fear.
And to immediate matters this weekend, obviously you've got two matches, Whitby in the league on Monday, but you've also got an FA Cup match as well, one of the quirks this season, in the preliminary round against Brighouse Town away from home. That's going to be a tough game.
Very tough. 12 months ago, we never played them. Last year, we played them 5 times. So in our history, 100-year history, we hadn't played them. And then last year, you know, we got to know each other quite a lot. And they were all tough games. They've won some, we won some. And we're under no illusions that it's going to be a difficult game again this weekend. They've got themselves organised well there. The personnel's changed a bit. I think we've got 5 or 6 new players in there. But, you know, we know it's going to be difficult. It's one thing that my chairman targets. He wants us to do well in the FA Cup, like the lads do, like we all do. And we'll try our best to, you know, try and win the game on Saturday. Then you've got a quick turnaround on the Monday, which we won't think much about until after the Saturday. But what we'll have to do is use the squad wisely, because I've only got a small squad. I can only carry 18, 19 players. We've got 2 out already, so we've only got the 16 really. So everyone's in the squad. But this time of the season, as I say, you've got people who are stiff and haven't played many 90 minutes because it's still early doors in the season. And we just need to be careful of making sure that we don't pick up injuries and people aren't, you know, playing on empty. We're just looking forward to Saturday, and then we'll revert our thoughts to Monday's game on Saturday evening.
Nick Gray there, manager of Morpeth Town, speaking to me on Thursday. Morpeth Town currently sitting second on goal difference alone, of course. There's 2 other teams with 100% records from the first 2 games. The Cheshire side, Nantwich Town, is one of them. A great result for them on Tuesday in Derbyshire. Buxton 1, Nantwich Town 2. And on Thursday morning, I caught up with the manager at Nantwich Town. Here's Dave Cook.
Yeah, 2 difficult games as well, Ben, to be honest. And games were a Saturday. There was nothing in the game at all. Obviously, they scored first, and that probably woke us up a little bit. And we got 2 quick goals, and luckily held on for a good 3 points.
It's 6 points against sides who, like yourselves, would be quite fancied to be in and around the promotion picture this season, Gainsborough and Buxton. I mean, that's what does that tell us about where your side are in this stage of the season?
You know, I agree with that. I mean, Gainsborough will be up there. They're a strong team. And also, Buxton, I was very, very impressed with them. They are a very, very good side. We just played exceptionally well on the night, which we needed to get anything out of the game. And like you say, two very, very strong sides. Two tough games to start with. But luckily, we've got the 6 points. The trick is now just to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to say, I mean, just generally heading into this season, obviously last season was a great season for Nantwich, but just missing out at the end. What was your expectation for this season?
Well, you're right, and you're right what the lad said. I think the 3 teams that finished above us all sort of been kicked on became actually a 3-horse title race. So we've learnt from that. I mean, we've lost a few players in the summer, but I think we've recruited well. So, our ambition is to finish as high up the league as we can, and hopefully that'll be in a playoff spot.
I was going to say, experiences like that, though, isn't going to be doing the team any harm. That's for sure, heading into what's going to be a very competitive season, that's for sure.
No, and that's, the lads that were with us last year and the new lads from this year, that's a minimum. You know, when I went to recruit and got the players in, we're not here for a mediocre season. We've all got ambitions at Nantwich Town to finish as high as we can, and that was the selling point to the new players that were coming in.
It's a cliche because I say it pretty much every season, but every season I do mean it, that the league has gone up a notch or two since the previous year. I mean, you could make an argument for 15, 16, 17 teams to be in the playoffs. So it is. I mean, what's your take on the competition overall?
Yeah, I think you're right, Ben. I mean, I think the league's that competitive that teams have lost 10, 12 games and they've still made the playoffs because anybody can beat anybody on the day. So there's no easy games. As soon as you take your foot off the gas, you'll get beaten by anybody in the league. So the league will pan out. I think after 10 games, you'll be looking at the league will be quite settled. But then again, then after that, teams that are around 20th will always beat the teams 5th or 6th if they're not on it. So
I hope so, because at the moment my team's 22nd, so hopefully that'll be the case soon. But just to add, obviously, no game on Saturday, I don't think, for Nantwich, but you're back in action on Bank Holiday Monday against Witton Albion. So what's the mood in the camp like heading into that one?
Well, look, it's classed as a local derby. Witton did the double overs last year. Carl's a very, very good manager, gets the best out of his players. And it'll be another tough game. It will add a little bit more spice because we've got two ex-Witton lads in the camp now with Greg Hall and Matty Devine. So looking forward to it.
Dave Cook there, manager of Nantwich Town, speaking to me on Tuesday. And finally for this week's interviews, celebrating two wins from two in the opening week of the season, we've got Matlock Town, as we were discussing back at Broadhurst Park on Tuesday. On Monday night, it finished Basford United 0, Matlock Town 1. That's two 1-0 victories for Matlock Town in their opening two matches. So for reaction to a solid start and a great start for the Derbyshire side. On Thursday, I caught up with Matlock Town manager, here's Steve Kittrick.
It's been fantastic. It's been better than we expected because we've got to remember we fetched 14 new players in.
Obviously, you were looking in from afar at Scarborough, but it was a weird season for Matlock because they were up, they were down, they were up, they were down. So how's pre-season been? Has it been a renovation job?
Well, no, we've kept four players from last year, or three players from last year, and then we've got a brand new team. So we've had to do a complete rehaul of what we need and requirements on the pitch. Off the pitch is fantastic, but on the pitch needed, they wanted to have a rethink of it all. So I fetched my own players in, really.
That's a good thing, isn't it? As a new manager coming into a job, you've got time to breathe over close season, and essentially it's a blank canvas for you. So I suppose that's a good thing because I take it you had in mind who you wanted to bring in anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to remember the pond I've been fishing in is a big pond, an expensive pond when you start at end of May, beginning of June. But as you get near at season, the very expensive players, if they've not got clubs, become available, and that's the nature of the beast. Matlock, on the outside does not look a fashionable club to some people, but that's where I've been fetched in to do to make it a fashionable club. And it's amazing what a couple of wins do.
And I was going to say that pond you're in there, it's quite handy as well because it's in the middle of a lot of big cities, isn't it? So I suppose you could bring players in from all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some lads from Derbyshire, we've got some lads from Nottingham, I've got some lads from, one lad from Manchester, one lad Nantwich way, so, Macclesfield way. So it is good, and we train in Sheffield, so it's motorway is next to Meadowhall, so not motorway networks, easy to deal with. So, and we're going to get on with it. I mean, what I'm all about. I want people to play good football and have a smile on their face.
Pre-season's one thing, but when you get down to it, you're not quite sure necessarily how you're going to compete, but you take to the field on Saturday at Causeway Lane and you beat Bamber Bridge by 1-0, and you follow that up on Monday with a fantastic result against Basford United. So two games in, very early days, but where do you see your Matlock Town side?
It's an old cliche, but you've got to take every game as it comes. And, you know, the game on Saturday will be a totally different game to Monday night. You know, and we've just got to take every game as it comes. With training this evening, we'll work hard. And, you know, I've got a group of lads that have got a very good work ethic. You've only got to go on Twitter and see Peaky's goal and how everybody got round everybody. And I think if you've got a good dressing room at this level and everybody's singing off the same hymn sheet, you've got a good chance of winning football games.
Hey Steve, the pressure's on though, because Swampy has predicted you to make the playoffs this season. So the pressure is on. But that said, it's a very competitive league. I mean, you could make the case for 15 sides making the playoffs if it was possible.
Look, you know my background and you know where I've been and what I've done. So you've got to remember last year to Scarborough, I think we're in the top of the table to Christmas, and it's about how you finish and how you start. I think if you look at Shields had a poor start last year and just faded away at the back end of the season, but that's just how it is. You know, Warrington's a good side, Morpeth, there's some good sides this year, and I think if you can put a run together, and I think that every team will want that to kick the season and get a good start, and then confidence breeds confidence, doesn't it? So you know, so every manager that got beat at weekend and on Monday or Tuesday will be looking to kickstart their season and go on a bit of a run to get some confidence.
And two big games this weekend, Stafford Rangers away from home and then Gainsborough on Bank Holiday Monday. How's the squad shaping up for these two big games back to back?
I think Yates will be back either on Saturday or Monday. I am adding two new players this evening to the squad to make us stronger. Good Conference North, well, we both played at Conference, so we'll add some strength in depth, and that's what we need to get through these next few weeks.
And looking forward to it, Steve. Now we've got the season underway. Enjoying your time at Matlock now?
Yeah, you know, listen, it was a challenge, weren't it? And people ask me questions, you know, why come to Matlock, but why not? You know, they've set me a target, and I'm hopefully going to hit that target. We've won two games. We're not getting carried away. We're going to make it very difficult for whoever plays us. You know, clean sheets, get your points, and points win your leagues, and that's what we need to do. So, you know, the challenges over this bank holiday are going to be two different sides. You know, Gainsborough spent a lot of money, and, you know, Kingy, I know Kingy fairly well, and Ross. So they'll be wanting to get their season going, and that'll be tough. That'll be a different challenge on the Monday. And Saturday will be a different challenge again. Meet you. I tried to sign him when he was a player a couple of times and missed out on him. And he's doing a good job where he is. His sides will be tough, will be organised. But we're going to be tough and organised. So, we'll see where we go on Saturday. And if we get beat Saturday, we get beat and we bounce back on Monday. But if we can go on a bit of a run, there's no reason why we can't keep that side of it going.
Steve Kitchick there, manager of Matlock Town. In a second, we'll be previewing this weekend's matches as we'll be joined by Matt Carruthers, non-league reporter from the northeast of England, of course. But before that, just to finish off some other results from Tuesday night. What a result for Stalybridge Celtic. They defeated Scarborough Athletic by 5-1. Stalybridge Celtic there having their first victory of the season and an emphatic one at Bower Fold. Witton Albion also won their first game of the season. They defeated Michelover Sports by 1-0 on Tuesday night in Cheshire. Undefeated in the opening week, Witton Albion play 2, won 1 and drawn 1. And also, with a record of play 2, won 2 and drawn 2, we've got Grantham Town. They picked up a draw on the road on Tuesday night, drawing 1-1 with Stafford Rangers. And speaking of Lincolnshire sides, there was also a victory for Gainsborough Trinity. Their first win of the season, they defeated Whitby Town by 2-0. And finally, for results from Tuesday night, Atherton Colls 2, Warrington Town 4. Warrington there picking up their first victory of the season, and quite a win it was in Lancashire on Tuesday night. But that's all the results from midweek in the Northern Premier League. Let's talk about the matches for this weekend. And on Thursday evening, I caught up with the presenter of the North East Non-League Football Show and a dear old friend here to the NPL show, Mr. Matt Carruthers. Welcome back. Yay, we're back, everyone. Oh, it's good to be back, isn't it? It is. We should really start with the North East because, they're running the show after two matches. We've obviously had Nick Gray on and Graham Fenton on this week's show already, but Blimey, what a start. South Shields this weekend. I've got two tough games, though. They're taking on Hyde United on Saturday. And then it's, as we were saying with Graham earlier, it's like a return of the old Division 1 North days. Scarborough away on Monday. But South Shields, they've really hit the ground running, haven't they?
They have, and they're working with a new model this year. So they are working in between a hybrid of full-time and part-time players. They've brought a few younger players in who will train alongside the academy that they've got there. But they've also gone out and got some established names. Obviously, Jason Gilchrist, the one that's caught the eye, a striker, I guess you know well. But again, as you say, it's a tough weekend. There's two tough fixtures ahead. And I guess they'll be targeting 6 points, knowing Graham and Lee. But I think four would be a satisfactory return.
Just to say, I know it is cliche clacks and everyone, it's very early days, isn't it? And I could tell you that this league, FC United being bottom, there's no chance they're going to be bottom. I'm putting that on record now. There's no chance that they're going to be bottom. So there's still a lot to play for. Scarborough Athletic currently fourth bottom, Ashton United fifth bottom. But South Shields incredibly strong. I mean, knowing how the internet works and the fact that this recording is going to be kept on the internet forever, Mark, are you able to commit and say that it, you know, South Shields are strong favourites this season?
Well, saying the favourites is an easy one to say. Yes, I think they are, simple as that. But saying the favourites doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win the league. But I think you look at the setup there, you look at the fan base, you look at everything that's going on behind the scenes, the summer additions that they've made, and I think it'll take a very, very good side to finish above them this season.
A team currently sitting in second is another team from your patch, Morpeth Town. Just one game. Well, they've got the game in the FA Cup against Brighouse, haven't they, on Saturday.
Yes.
Tough game, that one, blimey. And Whitby Town in the league. Firstly, we'll talk about the FA Cup and just Morpeth more generally. Obviously, Brighouse last season, unlucky is not even the right word, is it, to describe them not being promoted. But it's a tough game, this, for Morpeth in the FA Cup.
It is, and they know each other well from last season. I know there was a couple of keenly contested games between the two sides last season. I think in terms of Morpeth, they'll be seeing it as a big banana skin in the FA Cup. They'll want to go for it. Really, the only competition that Nicky Gray hasn't done well in during his time at the club. And I know they want to have a little run this season. So,
and obviously on Monday, there's I've got Andrew Snaith in my ears right now going, it's a derby. It's not about 90 miles, isn't it? Whitby Town against Morpeth Town. The league start that Morpeth have made is very, very encouraging, isn't it?
Well, I spoke to Nicky Gray last Friday before the Warrington game. And you know, he had not reservations, but he knew how tough it was going to be down there. Again, we talk about the investment and the signings made at South Shields. I think Morpeth have matched them, because people like Sean Reid, who you know went there from Blyth Spartans, that was a shock to see that move. But Sean's just an outstanding midfielder. They've got Chris Thackeray from Spennymoor Town, who's someone with high-level experience. So it's not a surprise to see them start so well, because they've got a good coaching team there behind Nicky. You've got people like John McDonald, who did very well as a Northern League manager and stepped up as number two to Nicky, and they've got a good setup there. The ground's coming on. Ken Beattie, the chairman's probably the most enthusiastic chairman in the world. He just lives for the club. And the playing staff, you know, the players, they've got a great squad there.
And Nantwich Town have also had a good start. One game for them this weekend, it's a bit of a Cheshire derby. They'll be taking on Witton Albion. Witton Albion have had a great start as well. Just to say, what we said earlier in our pre-recorded bit, we have to fill the air with something. We know it's only two games. Bear with us.
This could be a really attractive game, and I wouldn't be surprised, given the attack and talent on display, if it was a high-scoring game as well.
Now, it's funny you mention that, because I'm going to segue now smoothly to Matlock Town, who won their first two matches by 1-0. They've got Gainsborough Trinity on Monday, obviously on Saturday, they're travelling to Stafford Rangers. Matlock are a curious beast this year. Swampy's predicting that they're going to be in the playoffs. You can't dismiss what Steve Kittrick brings to a side. I mean, Scarborough were top of the league last Christmas, weren't they, or thereabouts?
Yeah.
Matlock are ones to watch.
They are. And I think that they'll be the sort of side that, as has been proven already, will just go anywhere and grind out a result. And I think looking long term, you know, that'll help them throughout the season. It's it's quite an invaluable tool to have when you think of all the great sides that we've had at any level.
Grantham Town are in the player positions after two games. Obviously, I saw them last week and I don't really want to talk about it, Mark. Grantham Town against Batesford United on Monday. That's Grantham Town's only game this weekend. Batesford will be going into that game on Monday, having played Lancaster City on the Saturday. Grantham are going to be very, very effective at home this season, having seen them.
They always are. They always are. It's such a difficult place to go, isn't it? And people will always talk about the running track then, how you're miles away from the pitch and all this, and how it's difficult to get it. It's difficult to get, you know, sort of a pattern to the game. But I just think they know how to play that pitch. They know how to make the most of it. It can be quite an intimidating atmosphere. And I think it'll probably form the basis of a good season for Grantham. They've had a good start, which is great. But now it's down to building on that, and that's a difficult bit, isn't it?
Just to go somewhere else, away from Grantham, to Stalybridge. Where did that come from? Stalybridge 5, Scarborough Athletic 1. Blimey, what a first win of the season that was for Stalybridge Celtic. Obviously no game on Saturday for them, but they return to action on Monday, where they'll be taking on near neighbours Ashton United. Now, Andrew Snaith, that is a derby. So what do we read into that result on Tuesday night?
I think this early in the season, at any level, you always get results that are a bit out of the blue, things you don't expect. And I think I'd probably file that one in that. I think Scarborough are nowhere near as bad as that that suggests. I still think they'll maybe match what they did last season. But again, you shouldn't downplay it. It's a great win. It's something to build on.
Obviously, it'd be interesting this weekend for Scarborough Athletic, how they react to that defeat, because they're travelling to FC United. FC United had 83% possession. They had 26 shots on goal. It was just one of them games. But at the moment, it's looking like FC United might have a bit of a goal-scoring problem. So have Scarborough got a defensive problem after conceding 5 from Stalybridge, and can FC United capitalise?
It's too early in the season to read too much into that.
We want commitment. Come on.
Right, okay.
Imagine you're auditioning for Talk Sport. Come on, let's do this.
Oh, so you want controversy, is that it? I think, Scarborough defensively will be a lot stronger than what they showed in that defeat. But by the same token, FC United, they've got enough quality in that squad. They are still recovering from most of the relegation. That's never easy in this league, as many sides have proven when they've come down from the National League North. This one, and again, I'm sorry, I do apologise. I'm sitting on the fence. I can see this being a draw.
And some other games from Saturday. I mentioned Ashton United's derby with Stalybridge on Monday. They've got Bamber Bridge. They're travelling to the Sir Tom Finney Stadium for that one. Interesting that both teams haven't really started very well. Bamber Bridge only played one game, admittedly. But both Ashton and FC United haven't started well. I mean, dare I say it, teams that get relegated out of the National League North tend to struggle the following season. It can't happen to FC and Ashton, can it?
I don't think it will. I really don't think it will. I think it's one of those where this league just does that to people in the early stages. And I remember from when I first started working in what was then called EvoStick in the Northern Premier League, it was the teams that came down that year, which included Blyth Spartans, where I worked at the time, they struggled for the opening sort of 3-4 months of the season. But I think the squad that both of those sides have got, that FC United have got and that Ashton have got, has a lot more quality than that Spartan squad did back then. So I think it's just temporary. I think it will pick up, and it does need to happen quickly, because the longer it sets in, the more difficult it is to turn it round. But I can see both sides turn that round quickly.
Now, obviously, FC United against Scarborough Athletic is game of the weekend, doubt about it. But the one that stands out, Gainsborough Trinity against Warrington Town, that's a big game, isn't it? Both teams picked up their first wins on Tuesday night. Warrington emphatically against Atherton, and Gainsborough a good win over Whitby Town. So are both teams now, are they going to be looking upwards?
Well, I think it shows the strength of character, doesn't it, within the squad. Warrington, to bounce back from what happened last season, and I think everyone in the Northern Premier League thought that they would get through that Super Playoff final. I know, having seen them beat South Shields in the Playoff final, I was convinced that they would beat Kings Lynn, absolutely convinced. So when it didn't happen, it was a bit of a shock. Maybe there was a little bit of a hangover from last season in the first game against Morpeth, but I really don't want to take anything away from Morpeth for that performance and result. Gainsborough didn't quite happen for them last season. Possibly my fault because I tipped them to do well, so I can only apologise for that. But I think, yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think this is right up there as one of the games of the weekend. I wouldn't be surprised if Warrington sneaked a win there. I'm going to stop sitting on the fence and stop being boring. And I can see them winning, winning 3-2.
One last game from Saturday, Buxton against Whitby Town. Buxton tipped by a couple of pundits on the MPL show last week to be featuring in the playoff race this season. Yeah. Buxton travelling to Hyde on Bank Holiday Monday. Just to say to Andrew Snaith, running joke, not a derby. Now, dear listener, this is the first weekly show we've done of the MPL show for this season, and we're a little bit ring rusty, but I do like to keep a fluid ship. That means I don't tend to write that much down because I think you should be able to think on your feet as a podcast presenter. So that means at this stage, I am looking through the list of fixtures going, have I mentioned everyone? So if I've not mentioned your team, please do forgive me. Michelover Sports against Stafford Rangers on Bank Holiday Monday is an intriguing game. Michelover Sports got a lot of experience in that squad this season.
They certainly have, and that's something that struck me over the summer was just how much experience that they brought in to go with what they already had from last season. I can see them being one of those, again, they were last season, but they will upset a few this season, I think. They'll the experience and the know-how they've got in that squad will help them win games that people maybe didn't expect them to.
And we've also got Lancaster City against Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles started brilliantly. That was a great result at the weekend. That 2-2 draw that they had with Ashton United. Interesting about Lancaster City because they rallied, didn't they, towards the end of last season. In fact, got themselves into mid-table. Mark Fell obviously has had a running jump at it this time round. I mean, they are going to be a thorn in a lot of team sides this year.
They will, and I know they certainly were in Morpeth on Tuesday. I had a chat with a couple of people from Morpeth about what they were like, and they were very impressed. I mean, I think you could probably accept they probably should have taken all 3 points from that game if you're, you know, if you're 2-1 up with, 3 minutes left. Just hasn't happened for them. But you're right, they look stronger than last season. They've got a bit of momentum from the closing weeks of last season, and they will be a threat this year.
And I think this is the last game. I think I mentioned everything else. Radcliffe against FC United on Monday. Radcliffe.
Yes.
They gave South Shields a game.
They did. And when you listen to post-match interviews that were done with South Shields, it was all, they realised how tough a game it was. And to be fair, Radcliffe always give South Shields a game. It goes back to when they were in the North Division, when it was the North Division. They certainly did last week. And when you listen to what was said last weekend by Lee Picton when he was talking about the South Shields performance, it was all about how Radcliffe made it difficult. And I think it's going to be one of those places this season where bigger clubs just struggle.
Well, that's our fixture preview for the MPL Premier Division. Obviously, there's the FA Cup preliminary round this weekend, and because of the restructures and that, there's a lot of Step 3 sides actually taking part in this stage of the competition. I've got a list of teams here, a list of fixtures here. I'm just going through it all. I mean, there's obviously a lot of MPL North West and South East sides in the draw too, just from a North East perspective, we talked about Morpeth Town's match against Brighouse. Dunstan, new to the division. I think you saw them this past week, did you? They've got Ghoul on Saturday.
Yeah. Tuesday night, I was at Dunstan for their first home game in the division against Oxford United. The best way I can put it, it was just a proper game of football. It was two committed sides, two fully committed sides. There was a lot of physicality about the game, but it never went over that line. It was played in a good spirit. It was just a great game to sit and watch, and despite the fact it was only 1-0, you kind of got value for money from it. What I would say is if anyone gets a chance, have a look at the winning goal from Luke Page. Just an outstanding goal, powered through midfield, played a 1-2, great piece of control, and then rolled it past the keeper. It was one of my favourite goals I've seen for a long time. Dunstan will do all right this season. They really will. The heart to beat, the discipline. I mean, Chris Wales was a centre back in the Football League for a long time, and you can see just how disciplined he has his defence. And I really do think they'll do well. Whether they've got enough to get promoted, I'm not too sure at the moment. But 4 points from two tricky opening games suggests that they'll do all right in that division.
I'm going to test my North East football knowledge now and just come up against MPL versus Northern League teams. Billingham Town against Oxford United.
Yeah. Ossett, I must admit, I was impressed with the mid spells on Tuesday. I did feel they went a little bit too direct, but and that sort of played into the hands of Dunstan's back three because they've got three big centre backs. So it was just a case of heading and kicking away at times. Billingham Town will be a difficult place to go. They got promoted as Northern League Division 2 champions last season. They have a very, very good striker in Craig Hutchinson, someone who's scored over 40 goals in the last three seasons, I think it is. I'd be surprised if Ossett slipped up, if I'm honest, because of the experience they've got in that squad.
Newcastle Benfield, who's obviously had great runs in the past, yeah, in the FA Cup, they've got Workington, though. And Workington have had a great start, haven't they? So
they have.
What do we think? Does the journey end here for Benfield?
Well, that's a game I'm at. I'm actually reporting on that game for the local papers on Saturday. I think it may just be a little bit too much for Benfield. They've gone through a lot of changes this summer. And I think Workington, because of the start they've had, because of the confidence that they've clearly got from that, I just think they'll have too much for Benfield.
And just to pick out a couple of games randomly, I'm not going to get you to comment too much, but Radcliffe are taking on Runcorn Town, in case you're wondering why Radcliffe weren't playing on Saturday. Another big game in Staffordshire, Kids Grove against Newcastle Town. There you go. There will be a game of football there in Staffordshire, and that's going to be a hell of a contest there between those two near neighbours. That is a derby. Yeah,
it is a derby. I was just going to check that.
Have I named all the North East teams who are playing NPL sides there? I think I've done all right. I might have missed one.
I think so, yes.
Yeah,
I believe so.
Billingham Town, I was well happy with that. When you said they've been promoted to the Northern League, I was like, yes. Well done, Ben. And speaking of the North East, Matt, there's so much plugging we need to do here. Firstly, the book.
Yes. So Northern Goal is now available in electronic format for Kindles and such like. It's available for £7 on Amazon, but there is a print version which will be out hopefully within the next month. What I will say, and this is another plug, is that the profits from the book, from both the paperback and the digital version, will go towards two charities. One is the Motor Neuron Disease Association, and the other one is the If You Care Share Foundation, which is the suicide prevention charity that I'm an ambassador for. So the book, I probably should say what it's about, shouldn't I? The book is celebrating sort of 40 years of Northeast success in the FA Vars. So we've had 12 teams have won the competition, 9 different clubs. And it's just a story from each winning side. There's a few funny ones in there, but there's also a few emotional ones. So yeah, it goes from Newcastle Blue Star in 1978, right the way through to South Shields in 2017.
And obviously as well, the North East Non-League Football Show.
Yes, we've returned 4 weeks ago now. Yeah, we did a season preview show on the last week of July. So that's live on Nova Radio here in the North East.
Well, Mark, you're obviously a very, very busy person across many things. Should say, we've had to interrupt this as well because you've been doing a bit of parenting as well. So,
yeah,
Magic of Radio and all that. But, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. It's good to have you back on the show. And good luck this weekend covering Newcastle Benfield against Workington. Matt Carruthers there speaking to me on Thursday, and you can follow the North East Non-League Football Show on Twitter. That's at any non-league show. And a big thank you to Matt for joining me. And a big thank you as well to all my guests this week for joining me, and a special thanks to FC United hosting us on Tuesday evening. But that's it for this week's NPL show. A big good luck to all our sides in FA Cup action this weekend. And wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.